We can see from the official figures that there's over 4,000 children in emergency accommodation now in the States, and that's a far cry from the Republic of Opportunity that was promised by this government. Indeed, this has got a lot worse over the last 5 years with a 365% increase. Now, they're all numbers, they're all statistics, but behind each of those numbers lies an individual, lies a child. And this week we were greeted with the photograph of young Sam, a five-year-old boy who's attending school, but a five-year-old boy who's homeless and who was forced to eat his dinner off the street, off a piece of cardboard on the street just last Tuesday night when the homeless services encountered him. This is the type of republic that Sam lives in. That's the real world that he and 4,000 other children live in. And this government has turned a blind eye to all of the solutions that we put forward, such as the Focus Ireland Amendment, such as introducing a rent freeze, such as doubling the amount that's required to build social and affordable houses. And instead, they try and spin the statistics in a way that doesn't give any comfort to these families or any party that's in homelessness.
And these children are only starting out in life, and they've already been let down effectively by the government.
Absolutely, and we've had enough reports, far too many reports telling us that the scars that will be left on these children in terms of how they're being brought up, the isolation, the effects that this will have on them in their later years. Like, this is, this is intolerable, but yet society is tolerating this, and this government is not only tolerating it, but is actually responsible for creating it. And we have an industry now that is built around these. There are people that are profiting as a result of homelessness on the back of the like of Sam's misery and discomfort. And, Sam isn't just alone. That's one five-year-old boy. We see a picture of him very clearly, a picture that's touched the hearts of anybody who's seen him. But we also have other children. We have a picture of a number of children outside of the GPO eating their dinner again from sitting on the street. And the reason that this is because they are in emergency accommodation. And in the emergency accommodation, when you're in hotels and hubs, you're not allowed to prepare or take in food with you. So families are forced into this circumstance. It's not acceptable. And it's a far cry from the republic that was promised by the leaders of 1916 at the very same steps where those children are today, when they talked about cherishing all of the children of the nation equally. So this government needs to wise up, they need to act, and they need to listen to the solutions that ourselves and others in the front line of this issue has brought forward to them. But they've, unfortunately, for ideological reason, turned their backs towards those solutions.